Hello once again, and welcome to another Mansion Inglés podcast. This is podcast number 65, recorded for September 2013. Este mes en el nivel básico, practicamos algunas frases con el gerundio, y también tenemos vocabulario de los grupos de palabras, word families. En el nivel intermedio, tenemos más ejemplos del uso de could, can y be able to. Y por vocabulario tenemos más confusing words, las palabras que se puede confundir. In the advanced section, we practice more advanced collocations. And there's business vocabulary, as usual, and a translation exercise, all to help you improve your English and take it to the next level. En los podcasts mensuales, hablamos de los temas, vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en nuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, ver la transcripción de este podcast o leer los anteriores, vete a mencioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. Many thanks to Humberto Cordero for your email. Humberto vive en Chile y es aficionado a nuestros podcasts. Dice que ha aprendido mucho con la mención del inglés y quiero decir muchas gracias a Humberto por su email y sus amables palabras. Okay, let's start then with el nivel básico y las frases que llevan el gerundio, es decir, el verbo con ing. ¿Cómo se dice el verbo ver en inglés? To see. ¿Y cuál es el gerundio del verbo see? Seeing. Repite. Seeing. También puede ser watch. La diferencia entre see y watch es que watch es mirar cosas o personas en movimiento. Es activo. Entonces, decimos watch a football match. Watch TV, etc. Puedes watch a film o see a film, ver una película. Pero si quieres preguntar a alguien si ha visto una peli, se pregunta con el see. Have you seen any good films recently? Did you see the film yesterday? Pero si estás mirando una película ahora mismo, se dice watch. I'm watching a film. Repite, I'm watching a film. What film are you watching? Do you like watching horror films? Nota que decimos horror films y no terror films. ¿Cómo se dice escuchar en inglés? To listen. Repite, to listen. I'm listening to music. Nota la preposición to con el verbo to listen. To listen to something. Repite. Listen to music. Listen to the radio. I'm listening to the radio. You're listening to a podcast. Do you like listening to rap music? ¿Cómo se dice jugar en inglés? To play. Entonces, ¿qué es el gerundio del verbo play? Playing. Repite. Playing. Do you like playing cards? Do you like playing tennis? I like playing football. se puede traducir el verbo hacer a make o do. Pero cuando preguntamos por las actividades y los deportes, usamos el verbo to do. Escucha. What do you like doing at the weekend? Tenemos dos verbos do en este ejemplo. El primero es el verbo auxiliar do que necesitamos para hacer la pregunta en el tiempo presente simple. Repite. What do you? What do you like doing? What do you like doing in the summer? Do you like going to the beach? Do you like doing sport? What do you like doing? ¿Cómo se dice nadar en inglés? To swim. ¿Y el gerundio? Swimming. Repite. Swimming. Do you like swimming? Do you like swimming in the sea? ¿Cómo se dice salir en inglés? To go out. ¿Y cuál es el gerundio? Going out. Repite. Going out. Do you like going out? Do you like going out at night? Do you like going out to restaurants? Do you like going out with friends? Of course you do. I love going out. ¿Cómo se dice viajar? To travel. ¿Y cuál es el gerundio? Traveling. Repite. Traveling. Do you like traveling? Do you like traveling by train? Otro verbo que puedes emplear aquí en vez de like es enjoy, disfrutar. La gramática con el gerundio es lo mismo. Escucha. Do you enjoy traveling by train? Do you enjoy traveling? Repite. Do you enjoy traveling? Do you enjoy traveling by train? Do you enjoy traveling by plane? I love traveling by plane. But I don't enjoy being in airports very much. ¿Cómo se dice levantarte en inglés? To get up. ¿Y cuál es el gerundio? Getting up. Repite. Getting up. Do you like getting up early? I hate getting up early. I like getting up late. Especially at weekends. Very good. Muy bien. Ahora continuamos con las familias, los grupos de palabras. Word families. Creo que te he dicho una vez que es un buen idea aprender vocabulario en grupos, en familias. Es más fácil recordarlas. Escucha algunas palabras en grupos y repítelas. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. Teach, teacher. Football, footballer. Compose, composer. Clean, cleaner. Sing, singer. Law, lawyer. Drive, driver. Write, writer. January, February. March, April, May. June, July. August, September. October, November, December. Have, had. Buy, bought. Read, read. Write, wrote. Speak, spoke. See, saw. Get, got. Make, made. Say, said. Drink, drank. Spain, Spanish. France, French. Italy, Italian. Germany, German. Britain, British. Mexico, Mexican. Greece, Greek. Okay, good. Now, moving on to the intermediate section, we practiced some more examples of can, could, and be able to. Can and could are modal auxiliary verbs. Be able to is not an auxiliary verb. It uses the verb to be as a main verb. Muchas veces en inglés empleamos to be able to or to be allowed to en lugar de can. Solo podemos formar el can en el pasado. Es el could. Can en el pasado es could. Si queremos poner can en otros tiempos, hay que usar el to be able to or to be allowed to. Listen and repeat some more examples with can, could, be able to, and be allowed to. Listen. I can drive. Repeat. I can drive. I could drive when I was 18. Repeat. I could drive when I was 18. I'm not allowed to drive a bus. Repeat. I'm not allowed to drive a bus. I couldn't drive when I was 16. Repeat. I couldn't drive when I was 16. I've been able to drive since I was 18. Fíjate en la contracción. Listen. I have been able. I've been able. Repeat. I've been able. I've been able to drive. I've been able to drive since I was 18. Will you be able to drive? Repeat. Will you be able to drive? He can play the guitar. Repeat. He can play the guitar. He could play the guitar when he was 10. Repeat. When he was 10. Play the guitar. He could play the guitar. He could play the guitar when he was 10. Listen. We won't be able to go to the wedding. Repeat. Go to the wedding. Won't be able to. We won't be able to go to the wedding. She's not allowed to see him. Repeat. She's not allowed to see him. She can speak to him. Repeat. She can speak to him. But she's not allowed to see him. Moving on to vocabulary in the intermediate section, and we had some confusing words. We had keen, fond, appeal, fascinated, fancy, and interested. I don't fancy going out tonight. Fancy is more used in British English for the meaning of gustar or apetecer. Do you fancy going out? Repeat. Do you fancy going out? Do you fancy some pizza? What do you fancy doing tonight? Do you fancy seeing a film? What do you fancy? ¿Qué te apetece? Or ¿qué quieres tomar? What do you fancy? Repeat. What do you fancy? What do you fancy to drink? If you fancy someone, you are attracted to them sexually. I fancy that girl over there in the red dress. She's gorgeous. I really fancied you when we were at school together. The verb appeal also means gustar, atraer. That house really appeals to me. Esa casa me gusta de verdad. Nota que appeal lleva la preposición to. Appeal to. Hay verbos que están casi siempre acompañados con una preposición fija. Se llaman dependent prepositions. Y en el caso de appeal, su dependent preposition es el to. Appeal to. Repeat. It appeals to me. That holiday in Italy appeals to me. It doesn't appeal to me. A camping holiday doesn't appeal to me. I've been camping before when I was younger, but now I'm older, I prefer hotels. I want a comfortable bed. Sleeping in a tent just doesn't appeal to me anymore. What's the dependent preposition of interested? I'm interested. Listen, I'm very interested in astronomy. What are you interested in? Interested in. Repeat. What are you interested in? Are you interested in golf? I'm not interested in golf at all. It doesn't appeal to me. When keen is used in the sense of aficionado, it also has a dependent preposition. Do you know it? It's keen on. I'm keen on tennis. I'm keen on cooking. I'm fond of it. I have a liking for it. Repeat. I'm keen on cooking. I'm very keen on Chinese food. I'm not keen on seafood. Fond of is similar to keen on. Repeat. Fond of. I'm fond of fish. Repeat. I'm fond of fish. I'm fond of fish, but shellfish doesn't appeal to me. Are you keen on seafood? What sports are you keen on? I'm keen on motor racing, boxing, and I'm quite keen on football too. I'm not very fond of golf though. Listen, I'm fascinated by astronomy. Repeat, fascinated by. You can also say fascinated with. Repeat, I'm fascinated with this new watch you bought me. What fascinates you? Are you fascinated by technology?
Siempre me ha gustado la idea de aprender inglés con video. Y por eso te recomiendo ABA English. Los videos de ABA English son muy profesionales y están muy bien hechos. Además de las 144 clases gratuitas de gramática en video, también tienes la posibilidad de probar la primera unidad de tu nivel, y hay 6 niveles distintas, y realizar todas las secciones de esta unidad para probar su metodología única de aprendizaje. Tú aprendes inglés viendo películas cortas con subtítulos, que ya es un método muy eficaz para aprender inglés. Pero también actúas en estas películas. Es muy divertido. En la misma unidad realizas ejercicios de speaking y roleplay actuando en el diálogo de cortometraje que has visto. Los cortometrajes son situaciones de la vida real. Son entonces la base de cada unidad del curso de inglés. Llevan incorporada la tecnología también de reconocimiento de voz propia. Echa un vistazo a los vídeos de abaenglish.com. Puedes empezar los cursos gratis, sin coste alguno, y además con apoyo en español. Al empezar, tienes que facilitar una dirección de email y contestar algunas preguntas básicas, pero no es necesario que realices ningún pago. Y yo siempre pienso que si una empresa te ofrece un producto gratis para probarlo, es porque es bueno y que la empresa crea en sus productos. Regístrate hoy y aprende inglés gratis con video, en casa y a tu ritmo. abaenglish.com. Pruébalo. No tienes nada de perder.
In the advanced section this month, we looked at some more collocations, the first of which was to draw the curtains. To draw the curtains means to close the curtains. Repeat, draw the curtains. Could you draw the curtains, please? Shall I draw the curtains? It's getting dark. Another collocation with draw is to draw the line at something, which means to set a limit at something, to decide when a limit has been reached, or to separate one thing from another. For example, it's not clear where this writer draws the line between fact and fiction. Repeat. To draw the line. It all depends where you draw the line. I think we should draw the line at stealing, don't you? Of course, one meaning of draw is dibujar, to draw a picture. Draw some trees and a house on paper.
You can also draw a weapon, a gun. Jesse James drew his gun and shot the man dead in the street. You can also draw a game or a match, empatar in Spanish. Madrid drew 1-1 with Chelsea in the Champions League. The match was a draw. A lawyer can draw up a contract. The phrasal verb to draw up means redactar. Repeat, to draw up. Draw up a contract and I'll sign it. If you jump to a conclusion, you quickly judge or decide something without having all the facts. You guess the facts about a situation without having enough information. Repeat, to jump to a conclusion. Don't jump to conclusions. Listen to me first. You're always jumping to conclusions. If something stands to reason, it's obvious. It's what you would expect. Repeat, it stands to reason. It stands to reason he lost his job. It stands to reason they bought a bigger house. To stand trial means to be the accused person in a trial before a judge. To be on trial. Repeat, to stand trial. He's standing trial for murder. The Spanish politician had to stand trial for tax evasion. Is Mr. Bárcenas standing trial at the moment? Another common phrase with stand is to stand for president or stand for office. Repeat, he's standing for president in the next election. Why don't you stand for governor? If you make ends meet, you have enough money to pay for your expenses. To make ends meet. It's usually used when people don't have a lot of money, but they just manage to get by. They succeed in paying for the things they need. Repeat, to make ends meet. I also work at nights to make ends meet. I work overtime to make ends meet. I had to get a second job to make ends meet. Another strong collocation is to make an impression. Causarle una impresión. Repeat, to make an impression. She made an impression on me. You can make a good impression or a bad impression. He made a very good impression on all of us. The collocation have the impression or have an impression means to suspect or sense something. Repeat, to have the impression. I have the impression that she's a bit irresponsible. I have the impression you don't trust me. Listen to the collocations and expressions again and repeat them after me. Draw the curtains. Jump to a conclusion. Stand to reason. Make ends meet. Stand for president. Make an impression. Draw the line at something. Stand trial. In the Business English section, we looked at some more Business English vocabulary. And the first expression was to run out of something. This phrasal verb means agotar, quedarse sin algo. Repeat, to run out of. We've run out of paper. Oh no, I've run out of coffee. Can you buy some more wine, dear? We've run out. I hate running out of beer. Another expression with run is to run short on something. Quedarse corto de algo. Repeat, to run short of. We're running short of sugar. We're running short of ink for the photocopier. Can we finish the meeting now? We're running short of time. If you come up with something, you think of something or develop something. Repeat, to come up with. He often comes up with very creative solutions. She comes up with some very good ideas. It's important not to lose sight of the main point. To lose sight, perder la vista. Don't lose sight of the main objective. Repeat, don't lose sight of the main objective. I think we're losing sight of our goals here. If you take drastic measures, you do severe, radical, or extreme things in order to reach an objective. Repeat, take drastic measures. He took drastic measures. We must take drastic measures to stop this fall in revenue. There are several ways to say that something has gone down. Que algo ha bajado. You can say dropped, decreased, fallen, and reduced. Repeat, sales have gone down. Profits have fallen. Sales have decreased. Profits have been reduced. Sales have dropped. Muy bien, very good. We also gave you some more sentences to translate in this month's cuaderno. First, you had to translate from English to Spanish. So, I'll say the English sentences and you say the Spanish translation before I do. Then, repeat the English sentence after me to practice pronunciation. Ready? People are buying less. La gente está comprando menos. Repite. People are buying less. This headache is terrible. Este dolor de cabeza es terrible. Repeat. This headache is terrible. The pages are torn. Las páginas están rotas. Repeat. The pages are torn. They've gone, or they've left. Se han marchado. Repeat. They've gone. They've left. Do you believe everything they tell you? ¿Crees todo lo que te dicen? Repeat. Do you believe? Do you believe everything they tell you? Do you believe everything they tell you? Do you believe everything they tell you? Good. Now I'll read some Spanish sentences and you translate to English before I do. Then repeat the sentences after me to practice your pronunciation. Okay? ¿Quién está autorizado para firmar? Who's authorized to sign it? Repeat. Sign. Sign it. To sign it. Authorized. Authorized to sign it. Who's authorized to sign it? Su piso es muy impresionante. Your flat is very impressive. Or his flat is very impressive. Or her flat is very impressive. Or your apartment, in American English, is very impressive. Or his apartment is very impressive. Or her apartment is very impressive. Repeat. Impressive. Is very impressive. Your flat is very impressive. His flat is very impressive. Her flat is very impressive. Your apartment is very impressive. ¿Por qué no está él aquí? Why isn't he here? Repeat. Why isn't he here? Le voy a pedir perdón. I'm going to apologize to him. Repeat. Apologize to him. I'm going to apologize to him. Jamás he dicho semejante cosa. I've never said such a thing. Repeat. Such a thing. I've never said such a thing. I've never said such a thing. Well, that's all we have time for on this podcast, but we'll be back with you next month, as usual, with another podcast based on our monthly newsletter, our Cuaderno de Inglés Mensual. Remember, you can listen to all our previous podcasts at mansioningles.com and, of course, on iTunes. iTunes. Si te gusta este podcast, puedes hacernos un gran favor y escribe una corta reseña en iTunes. Si escribes una reseña en iTunes, más personas pueden escucharnos porque subimos en el ranking de iTunes. Y también puedes darnos algunas estrellas si te gusta nuestros podcasts. Y muchas gracias a Malen80 que nos dice... ¡Me encanta! Tanto para principiantes como para avanzados. Es muy bueno el contenido. Thank you, Marlene80. We appreciate it. And thank you also to Nacho y Chris, que dicen muy bueno y nada pesado. Sobre todo, muy práctico. Gracias. Thank you to all of you who are writing reviews. And thank you very much for listening to this podcast and for being part of the community of La Mención del Inglés. Remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés and join our growing community of more than 26,000 fans. Or send me an email to mencionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter name is MencionTwit. Puedes ver el cuaderno mensual de este mes y todos los cuadernos anteriores en cuaderno de inglés.com. Until next month then, keep practicing and taking your English to the next level. Take care and bye for now. The music in this month's podcast is by Revolution Void. The album is The Politics of Desire, and the track is called Outer Orbit.